أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.
His legacy will be eternal. It's going to be a Tony Issa Park in Granville. Finish a project, قال لك بالجمعية. Make sure دير بالك عليهم. It's one thing I must do.
غيب الموت وجها معروفا في أوساط الجالية العربية في سيدني، وأحد أبرز وجوه الجالية اللبنانية النائب السابق في البرلمان الأسترالي والرئيس السابق لواحد من أكبر مجالس البلديات في نيو ساوث ويلز توني عيسى. غاب عيسى بعد صراع مع المرض عن عمر يناهز 69 عاما، وتسبب موته بصدمة في أوساط الجالية العربية والمجتمع الأوسع، حيث اكتظت وسائل التواصل الاجتماعي برسائل التعزية من كافة الأطياف والأحزاب والمعارف والأصدقاء. منح عيسى وسام أستراليا OAM عام 1995 لخدماته للحكومة المحلية والمجتمع اللبناني، كما منح وسام الحكومة المحلية لأكثر من 20 عاما من الخدمة كعضو في مجلس مدينة باراماتا، وأطلق مؤخرا اسم توني عيسى على حديقة عامة في منطقة غرانفيل تكريما له من قبل البلدية المحلية. في لقاء مع SBS عربي تحدثت أنا جميل فخري مع نجله الرئيس السابق وعضو حالي في مجلس بلدية باراماتا ستيفن عيسى عن إرث والده وإنجازاته وعلاقته به، حيث وصفه بالعملاق الذي حملهم على أكتافه.
Very difficult to answer without sounding biased because he's my father. My dad came from Lebanon in his late teens, a very humble man. Worked as a welder, worked at the railways, as a station master in the wool sheds. So he wasn't a man that sought gratification from those things. But what he did do was seek gratification from helping other people. And that's, you know, the testament to, you know, 30 years of service to not only the Australian Lebanese, but every race and denomination, irrespective of where you came from or what you look like. What you get consistently through the community is my father helped everybody. Often they say people can stand on the shoulders of giants. My father was the giant whose shoulders we stood on.
هاجر توني عيسى إلى أستراليا مع والده عام 1973 من شمال لبنان، وعمل في الشأن العام الأسترالي، حيث عرفه الأستراليون اللبنانيون بخدماته على الصعيدين السياسي والاجتماعي. فهل أخذ التفاني في العمل في هذين المجالين الحصة الأكبر من وقت توني عيسى؟
Wasn't a full-time job, although he treated it like a full-time job. But in saying that, yes, he was away a lot because, you know, we had to share our father with the broader community, which was touching but also difficult at the same time. But I wouldn't have had it any other way. That being said, irrespective of community events and council or whether it be parliament, when he got to parliament and those events, there was always time for family, and more importantly, perhaps, there was always time for church. So Sundays, irrespective of what was happening, Dad would be at church on a Sunday and he'd take us all with him. So we grew up in the church, particularly on a Sunday, particularly Our Lady of Lebanon at the Seder. My fondest memories would be Dad on the microphone, be the Seder for, you know, 20 years. So, yes, we shared our father with the community, but he always made time for us, for his children, for his, you know, nieces and nephews. But as I said, it was always, you know, our family time was largely with the church.
وهكذا شكل المجتمع العائلة الأكبر لتوني عيسى. فما كان دور العائلة الأصغر؟ وماذا أخذ ستيفن عن والده بالمثل؟
Selflessness, to put others before yourself. Now, I was 4 years old when Dad became a councillor in 1988 as an independent. So my whole life, effectively, I've seen Dad be a community leader. My dad's my hero, my idol, my mentor. And every son wants to be like their dad. I'm just lucky that my dad paved the way for me to do those things. And yeah, one of the proudest moments of my life was to also become the Lord Mayor of Parramatta and to have him alive to see that. It was special for my family. It continues to be. You know, I don't know if there ever has or ever will be a father and son Lord Mayors of a city. Service to the public is immense to our family. Not just me and my dad, but our extended family. We couldn't have achieved what we have achieved without our extended family, all his brothers, his sisters, my cousins, his nieces and nephews. Now, you look at my father and you look at me, and you know, people hold us in with respect and think we've achieved it. We couldn't have done it, you know, particularly mum and my sisters and my brother, but in my extended family, it's not just Tony Easter, it's all of us.
وفي حين كانت مسيرة توني عيسى في الحقل العام مفعمة بالإنجازات والمكافآت، إلا أنها لم تخلو من الخيبات. وهنا تحدث ستيفن عن المرونة التي تحلى بها والده، مشيرا إلى أن الدافع الأساسي كان الخدمة دون انتظار مكافأة.
It's hard for a son not to be biased, but my dad didn't do it for the medals. He didn't do it for the accolades. He didn't do it to put his name in headlights or newspapers. He did it in Albo. He did it for the community in Gilalbo, and that's what he instilled in me to do the same thing, and all of, not just me, my other brother and sisters. People may look and say he wasn't acknowledged for this and he wasn't acknowledged for that. We don't have enough time to describe the amount that my dad's done for the community. As I said, I could be biased as his son, but my dad didn't do it for the accolades. He did it in Gilalbo, for the church and for his community. So yes, there were some disappointments. Yes, as his son, I would get angry personally to say, why wasn't my dad acknowledged? My mum would say, "Galatab," and you weren't acknowledged for it. But that wasn't the way my dad operated. He did it, as I say, from his heart, for service rather than for an award.
ويقول ستيفن إن والده بقي متعلقاً بثقافته اللبنانية متجذراً في تقاليده، ناشطاً فيما يصبو لبناء الجسور لمد يد العون حيثما أمكن. فهل نقل محبة الوطن الأم لبنيه؟
He didn't give me a choice. Whilst he was a proud Australian and he's, we're all very grateful for this country and what it's afforded us. There's no country in the world that would take an immigrant who arrived here not talking a language without an education, then sat in Parliament in New South Wales and was in the party room electing a premier. That's a big thing. But for us, Dad always reminded us of where we come from. I was blessed to have gone to Lebanon with Dad a few times, actually the latest one was in 2022, 2 years ago, where he said, I really want to take you to Lebanon. This was after his brain cancer, and he had overcome that. And he said, I want to take your kids to Marsharville. I want to take them to Bir Osha to see where we're from. I want to take you to Dardalan to see Badgerd, all of those things. So it was very big for Dad. When he got elected in 2011, he took our whole family, like all the brothers, all the sisters, all the grandchildren. We all went to Lebanon for a big trip, and for us, Dad was most proud, I think, when he showed us the humble beginnings and where we came from, and ensured that we didn't forget it. I'll give you a little bit of a personal story. In the last couple of weeks, he's in hospital. He spoke to us, and he's telling me, "Look after your mum. Look after your brothers and sisters, and also finish my project in Lebanon." So he's trying to build something in Lebanon to leave a legacy. And one of his final wishes to me was, please finish it. So it's one thing I must do.
وبقي توني مهتماً بشؤون لبنان حتى في وصيته الأخيرة.
قال لك بالجمعية, make sure دير بالك عليهم and the cousins there. It was very close to his heart. His parents, Ali and Hamoud, are buried there as well. So he's made sure that we all know where that is and we go and visit as well.
انتخب توني عيسى نائبا في برلمان ولاية نيو ساوث ويلز عن حزب الأحرار, وكان هو أول من انتزع مقعد جرانفيل لصالح الأحرار في نيو ساوث ويلز عام 2011, بعد أن كان المقعد يعتبر آمنا للعمال لسنوات طويلة.
I think people look back and think it was, with the tide, but I don't think people acknowledge the 24 years that my dad served on council before then. They don't acknowledge the community connections he built, the people he served. Again, irrespective of race or religion, my dad was there to do a job for everybody, and he served that community. Winning that state seat of Granville was, in his heart, probably his biggest achievement politically. He was immensely proud, and we were immensely proud of him. That particular election we were reflecting yesterday, actually, I went to a recount. I look back fondly. I was Dad's campaign manager. There was many people with us throughout that time. There's, you know, a couple of people, actually three, that I probably should mention who have all become councillors since. There's Joseph Rami in Cumberland. There's Tanya Afool in Parramatta with me. And there's Ellie Emad, who's now a councillor at Armidale. Between us, you know, and there's Martin Zader actually as well, who was the Lord Mayor for Parramatta. Between us, we managed that campaign. And having seen that, we all became councillors after 2011. So, yeah, when we talk about kind of the leadership shadow someone leaves and casts, that leadership shadow is larger than people could imagine.
وتبوأ عيسى رئاسة بلدية باراماتا وخدم فيها في مناصب أخرى مختلفة حيث حظي بشعبية مجتمعية واسعة. يقول ابنه ستيفن الذي أعرب عن امتنانه لتعاضد أبناء المجتمع معهم في مصابهم، يقول إنه في الوقت الذي يحزن المجتمع على شخصية محبوبة فقد خسر هو من يدعوه بابا.
Look, for me, he's just Dad. But for everyone else, he's, you know, Tony Issa, the MP and the first Lebanese Lord Mayor and all of that. It's exceptionally difficult. Whilst I've lost a father, everybody else has lost a community leader. So we're all kind of grieving together. To say that we're blessed would be an understatement. To say that we're proud would be an understatement. You know, I've got on social media, you know, the Premier of the state, Chris Vince, posted on his social media, the opposition leader, Mark Speakman, posted on his social media. This morning, I'm at Mum and Dad's house. We got a bunch of flowers from Gladys Berejiklian as an example. These, whilst it's difficult, those things make it easier because we understand Dad's legacy will live on, and he was remembered for all the good things.
وأشار ستيفن إلى أن العائلة نعمت بفرصة العيش مع توني في الأوقات العصيبة خلال مرضه.
I say we're very blessed. In 6 years ago, he had stage 4 brain cancer, and the doctor said he's, you know, maybe got 12 months to live. My dad, he always defied the odds, and he lived for 6 years post that diagnosis. In that period of time, he got to see my kids grow up, his other grandkids grow up. I got to share special moments. I went to Lebanon with him and took him and my son, my kids, to Marsharbil. The 6 years we had was amazing. And then over the last, probably since Christmas, since the new diagnosis, he deteriorated quicker than we thought.
وتكريما لمسيرة توني عيسى المفعمة بالعطاء، قامت بلدية كامبرلين بتسمية غرفة في مركز التاون هول على اسمه، وأيضا بإطلاق اسم توني عيسى على إحدى الحدائق العامة في ضاحية جرينفيل بالقرب من باراماتا تيمنا بعطاءاته، وذلك في الأيام الأخيرة من حياته. ويقول ابنه ستيفن إنه يشعر بفخر عميق وإن التسمية ستخلد ذكرى والده.
In Granville, they've named a room in the town hall after him in Cumberland Council. And in Parramatta Council, they've named a park after him. There's going to be a Tony Issa Park in Granville, on the Parramatta side of Granville. It's not built yet. The council's received, I'd say, a substantial amount of money to build a public square and a domain in Granville. And within there, there's a park, and that's going to be eternally known as the Tony Issa Park.
وتحدث ستيفن عن اللحظات التي استلم فيها توني عيسى هذا التكريم معربا عن فخره به.
It was incredible, and look, it's not often in your life you get to see the legacy you leave. More often than not, those things happen after you pass away. He saw that the park was going to be named after him. It was very special to him. He was in hospital. The Lord Mayor and Councillor Afool and others came and presented him that, and it was very special for us. He cried, actually. As I said, my dad wasn't big on awards and accolades, but that one really touched him, touched all of us, actually. Not only that, in the room in Granville where he spent many of his years in the office, I'd say very surprised as well, but really grateful. I think he could see that, yeah, forever. People are going to acknowledge his name and his contribution to our community.
وأضاف ستيفن إنه لن يضطر على إخبار ابنه بإنجازات الجد لأن المجتمع سيفعل ذلك.
My son اسمه Antoine come in after his grandfather, after Jaddo. Hopefully I don't have to tell my son, because a lot of the community will be telling them of Ishad Dawn, what a great man that he was.
وأخيرا توجه ستيفن بكلمات وجدانية لروح والده قائلا إن أرثه سيبقى أبديا.
I can't even begin to put it in words. It's most of the time parents look at their kids with an immense amount of pride. In my case, I look at my dad with an immense amount of pride. As I said, he was my hero. He's the giant whose shoulders I stand on, and many of us are thankful that he was my father and I got to share my life with him. And he paved the way for me and my brothers and sisters and all of the Easter family, in fact. We're all immensely proud of him. His legacy will be eternal.
أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.